Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manarino, Wednesday, July 31st, 2024, pre-market report. People, I'm laughing already. Let me explain this to you, maybe in an extremely direct way. You're probably never, in fact, I would say just about definitely never, going to see opportunity like there is right now, glaring in our face, across the sky, across the board, under the oceans, and everywhere else you want to look, okay? Unfortunately, a lot of you are going to let this go. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't take advantage of this, you are going to be so left in the dust. You're not even going to know what happened to you. So what am I talking about, people? All right, look, this is pretty easy. Let's forget about the freaking Bidens, the Trumps, the Harris, this freak show. Because they ain't making a difference nowhere. So with regard to that whole thing, we're going to forget about that, okay? What we do know is going to happen, and it's a fact, okay, is we're going to see surging out of control debt like you cannot possibly believe, along with currency devaluation that's going to make what we've seen already look like child's play. Now, that should make it very clear to you, if you follow this blog, where the opportunities are. Let's just recap a moment here. This is the Fed's balance sheet from 2008. Do you notice a trend here? Okay, we are now sitting at $7.3 trillion. This is going to go way, way higher. Now, with regard to the Fed's balance sheet and its member banks, how does this work again? Okay, the Fed inflates their balance sheet, and they will be doing so by giving themselves, listen to what I'm about to tell you, by giving themselves permission to do it. What do we know is happening? It always comes down to what we know, people. Right now, the Fed is buying all the debt and, of course, weakening the dollar at the same time, being reflected right here. This is the MMRI, Manarino Market Risk Indicator, free to everybody on this planet who has enough brain cells to use it. You only need one, okay? This is not just a bunch of squiggly lines. What this is showing us in real time, and this continues to drop as we said it would, okay, as the Fed is buying more debt here, keeping bond yields suppressed. You watching the 10-year yield this morning? It is cratering. This is what's going on here. This is the Fed buying the debt. This is the Fed weakening the dollar. All this does is open up a window here, people, for cash to make its way into the stock market. And the Treasury right now, we covered this yesterday, is involved in the same scam. Imagine our shock here. Okay, this illusion is going to be maintained, but this illusion is giving you and me opportunity. So then again, let's go back. Fed balance sheet. The higher this goes, and the Fed is going to give itself permission to buy more debt and issue more currency as they begin to cut rates, and this is not going to happen today, although I understand this is the FOMC meeting. We're going to hear from the Supreme Freak later on today, okay, but it's all just going to be propaganda. You all know that. Moving forward towards the end of the year, the Fed is going to start cutting rates. No, they're doing it now. Who's buying all this debt? Who's suppressing rates? It's the Fed. I just showed you the MMRI. How this works is very simple. The larger the Fed can inflate its balance sheet, and we're at $7.3 trillion. We're going much higher than that. The Fed gets to pay itself and its member banks interest on this and dividends on this tax-free. No taxes. They do not owe tax on those earnings, but you do. You see, if you earn interest on an interest earning account or are paid a dividend, you, if you do not pay the taxes on that, well, you're going to get a set of nice silver handcuffs by a loving, caring, you know, a bravest, whatever they go by these days. Yeah, that's what they're going to do here because they don't work for you either. You understand that? It's the system is so upside down and twisted. It's shameful. But again, so if we know, let me ask you, we're friends, right? We can talk about anything. Do you believe that this trend is going to stop? The hand of the Almighty is going to come down and stop this here. It's going to go on until it doesn't. And until it doesn't, we know when that's going to end. We don't have to guess. We don't have to speculate. Why? Because we're going to see a massive spike here in bond yields. And that's where the real crash is going to start. Until that time, we buy it all. Let me show you something else. Not only do we have this, the Fed's balance sheet hyper-ballooning, and we haven't seen anything yet. Again, the larger this goes, they're giving themselves permission to do this so they can pay themselves interest on this, so they can get paid, the Fed and its member banks, dividends on this tax-free. Very interesting. It's crazy, isn't it? And here's another one for you. This is the U.S. debt at face value, not including derivatives, okay? As of like about an hour ago, obviously, this number has gone up here. It's kind of funny. Let's talk about the powerless or the impotent. I'm talking about the Bidens, the Trumps, the Kaka Kamalas. Why aren't they talking about this? Why aren't they saying, all they're doing again, what are they doing? They're saying, well, that person shouldn't be president, and giving every reason why, but they don't tell you why they should be president. You think they're going to address this issue? You think they're going to address that? Oh, no, they're just going to make sure it goes up a lot further. And so, again, so those that really run the show can become more wealthy and more powerful than you could ever imagine, because trickle-down economics, it works, because they're both telling you the same thing. Make it up. Make this up. Anyway, so if we understand, you and me, that this is not going to stop anytime soon, that this is going to hyperballoon from here, what do you want to do about it? You want to go back into some corner, sit there behind my Les Paul and suck your thumb off? Or are you going to do something about it? Because I told you, opportunity is everywhere. When you have this kind of a situation here, obviously piling on massive amounts of debt on the Fed's balance sheet and hyperballooning this is massively currency negative. And we all know that. We've been told repeatedly, especially by, well, what is Trump's plan and his cohort, Damian Thorne? And it's the same thing for Kaka Kamala, currency devaluation, asset purchases by the Federal Reserve, just like I just showed you. So what does that mean? That means that this whole thing is going to turn around and your life's going to become beautiful. Inflation is going to start dropping around the world. My poor European friends, okay? The Eurozone, the United States of America, around the world, all suffering the same fate right now as central banks buy it all. That's what they are doing. So you and me, we're going to mimic central banks and we're going to buy it all. If we realize that this mechanism here of ballooning Fed balance sheets, of skyrocketing debt, which ain't stopping anytime soon, is going to push this stock market much, much higher. What do you want to do about it? You want to sit back and do nothing? Well, you should be buying this market at every opportunity that comes along. Duh. You should be getting out of the euro, out of the dollar. Any central bank issued note, which are nothing but units of debt here, and owning these things, commodities, people. Look, here's where the opportunity lies, obviously. Staying long and getting longer, the stock market, I mean, buying more of it. Okay, you know me. Greg Manarino has, and I'm going to tell you straight out, I ain't going to sugarcoat it, I have a large position in JEPI. I'm building a large position in JEPQ. Let's talk about these ticker symbols here. Okay. Together, these things are going to give you broad exposure to the market. Okay, period, the end here. Now, with regard to JEPQ, you want exposure to tech here. Why? We know the Fed is going to cut rates. They're going to give themselves permission to buy more, inflate their balance sheet, and pay interest and dividends to themselves and their member banks tax-free. Okay. Obviously, that's where it's going to go. What this means is, and I want you to think about what I'm going to say, and those my lions out here who get it, which is all of you, okay. When rates drop, it's very bullish for tech. I've been telling all of you about tech for I don't know how freaking long here. Big tech here, AI, this is where you need to be. I can't say this another way for you, but it also means we got to buy other assets too. We got to load up one more time together. Load up on commodities and yes, cryptocurrencies, regardless of if the selection is for Trump, who's massively positive for cryptocurrencies, or Kaka Kamala, okay? Doesn't matter here. In the longer run, I can promise you that cryptocurrencies, just based on two factors and two factors alone, the market cap of crypto overall, the overall value of the space, and how few people hold it. There is a massive opportunity there. You want to let that go? Do that. Do that. Okay? And you'll come back to this video and say, you know what? I really wish I would have listened to Greg Mannarino and just put a few dollars to work in it, that you don't even own those dollars anyway, people. With commodities, my favorite of all time is not going to change. It's silver. You want to know where value is? That's where it is, okay? So we're going to buy it all. We're going to buy it all, people. So let's see. Let's just recap real quick. The Fed, not today, okay, but soon, is going to vastly inflate this balance sheet so it can pay itself dividends tax-free. It can pay itself interest on the debt tax-free, along to its member banks, the Wall Street super banks. Okay, you and I, we can choose to win or lose here. Most people are going to lose because, again, people can be shown opportunity in their face and decide not to take action. Look, your fate, who controls it? You think it's the Bidens? You think it's the Trumps or the Kaka Kamalas? They control your fate by some mystery magic? They're going to make it happen for you? No, you have to make it happen. And if you don't do something, you're going to be left so far deeply in the dust, you're probably going to be eliminated. Because that's what's going on here. It's an extermination. Honestly, period, the freaking end. And you all seem to know that, at least those of you who follow this blog. Anyway, with regard to inflation here and our news from this morning, my Eurozone friends, again, we're in the same boat as you. Everyone's in the same boat here. And it's not going to stop as central banks strangle us to death. But you and I, we're too smart for that. We are taking advantage of the situation here from every avenue, from every angle. Does it make sense to you? Okay, let's just step back a moment. Does it make sense to you that if we know for a fact that the Fed's going to hyper-balloon its balance sheet, that this trend is not going to stop? If we know this is the U.S. national debt at face value, again, not including derivatives, is going to balloon from here, do you want to stay in a Federal Reserve note or any central bank issued note right now? If you say yes, you need to get away from this channel. You need to run, okay, and go find somewhere else to go. Do you see what I am talking about if we understand this here? It makes it too easy. I've been telling you, it's too easy right now. This is a golden opportunity. Golden. Here's some gold for you right there. And obviously, that's where the opportunities are. Commodities, commodities, commodities. Yes, cryptocurrencies. Yes, this market here. What else can I tell you? I mean, nobody knows this better than you do, at least so, but I'm just here to tell you that if you let this opportunity get by you right now, I'm not selling you a damn thing, and personally, I don't care what you do. If you're one of my lions, I want to take care of you. If you're not one of my lions, well, I would like to welcome you to the pride, but that means you got to have at least one functioning brain cell to be a part of this group here, okay? And it's too easy. Again, all you need is one functioning brain cell to see where this is going to go. Look. Ignore the brain dead crash callers out there every week, every month. Well, the Bible says this. Oh, well, this says that. Ignore it all. They've been wrong 100% of the time. That should tell you something, okay? If you don't get on this opportunity bandwagon with my lions, me and my lions here, like I said earlier, you're going to be so left so far behind. You're not going to know what to do with yourself. So I hope this outlines this for you. Tech people, start loading up more on tech if you want to get longer the market. All right, that's what Greg Mannarino's plans are. I'm telling you right now. JEPQ. The JEPI, that's a ticker symbol, JEPQ. Those of us who have been in this for a while, and I've been telling you how long I've been in here, speak up a little bit. Tell people how you have done on the back of this here. With regard to commodities, people, we know where that's the place to be eventually because this thing is going to melt down eventually. So these are hedges right now for when the meltdown happens. Along with cryptocurrency, which can be considered a hedge in this environment as well. I know Trump is pushing this thing. Kamala's going to have to get in on this as well. Otherwise, she's, you know, again, you know my perspective on this, and it could change. But the market still tells me that Trump is going to be selected, and that's a major positive for crypto. And if he is not selected, does that mean that we're in the wrong spot? Absolutely not. Sure, In the shorter term, crypto could take a hit if Kaka Kanla gets behind the Resolute desk. But longer term, I'm not even going to say it again. Look, this guy here loves you a lot from the heart, people. I hope you got something out of this video. And I want to hear from you. Greg, I understand where opportunity is, and I'm going to pounce on it. You know why? Because I'm a lion. Or you're going to go sit behind my Les Paul and suck your thumb. Which group are you in? I want to hear from you. People, this guy here, again, loves you from the heart with all I got. I will see all of you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for the live stream, and we will reconvene then, okay? So with that, until we meet again, take care of yourselves and take care of each other.